The Bible teaches us how the aged man is to be exemplary and to be a mentor to the younger men. Likewise, the older women to be an example and a mentor to the younger women folk. In this text, we see how God's grace came upon Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, and how this man provided a timely counsel of God's way of safety and blessing. For Moses was in some kind of a trouble as he ministers to the people of Israel. And as we think about this, we would be looking at how Jethro would provide counsel to Moses in a time of need. He was the father-in-law, as we observed last week. How Moses had built a good relationship with his father-in-law, and how this man of God was filled with the Spirit of God. You saw at the closing of our last devotion that he was a man who was wont in the worship of God. He had the desire of a fully converted man who is wholeheartedly given over to God. And so as you think about this, you want to think about how he would be the kind of man that Moses needed at this time in Israel's history. And King Solomon in the book of Proverbs spoke about godly advice, and he said this in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1: "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." And verse 4: "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men." Moses, or King Solomon, was giving words of wisdom to all who would hear counsel from him. And in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5, it says this: "How a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding would attain unto wise counsels." God wants us to meditate upon the receiving of counsel in a time of need. What is our disposition like when it is pointed out to us our deficiencies or our lack? How do we respond to counsel? And so I have three thoughts for us tonight to help us through this text. Firstly, from verses 13 to 16, the father's wisdom needful. The concern: what is the scenario that is before us? Then secondly, the father's wisdom given, the counsel, verses 17 to 23, and the father's wisdom appropriated, the compliance. The concern, the counsel, the compliance. And you would find that we go through these steps in life when we are confronted with a situation where we realize that we may not have the wisdom to solve life's problems. Verse 13, our first thought: father's wisdom needful. What was the concern here? And it came to pass on the morrow, verse 13, that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning to evening. It was just the day before when his father-in-law came to visit them, and after a short time of reunion, Moses got back to the task of ministering to the people of God. And you see and you observe that Moses was judging the people. He sat there and the people stood by him from morning to evening. Now this text is not an exaggeration, but it was telling me it was describing to us the problem that Israel was facing. There were many troubles, but there was only one Moses to do these things. And so Jethro was watching Moses in his work, and Jethro observed that Moses could not endure the fatigue of continuing so long in this work. His physical strength seems to be waning, and Jethro saw that Moses would soon break down physically from exhaustion. And that's what verse 14 tells us. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God, and when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And so it was a good thing that he was doing, right? Providing counsel to the people of God. What are the ordinances and the statutes that we are speaking about? These are the ways by which we are to run our lives, so that there would be order, there would be peace in the society. And this God-given wisdom is given through Moses to the people. And so this work that was going on has become too heavy. And as you think about as you picture yourself in that scenario, we are speaking about 2 million Israelites in the wilderness, and how the people were having problems and they come to him, and it was a laborious task, and somehow they are not able to have the problems solved, because he could only attend to one person at a time. And so as you think of it, you'll find that the people perhaps would be with urgent troubles, would be getting a little bit impatient, right? Because they have been waiting from morning to night, and perhaps they could not see him, right? And as you think about it, we think about the situation there seemed to be getting out of control. Right? The order of the matter was out of hand. Right? And we realize that God doesn't work in that way. As Paul would put it in 1 Corinthians 14:33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Right? God is a God of order. Right? And this scenario that Jethro was seeing was not good. And so, verse 14, you notice how his father-in-law highlighted to him that he was doing this alone. That is the emphasis there. He was sitting there, one person, doing all the task. Right? Why are you sitting there doing this alone, and all the people stand by thee? Right? That's in the singular. Right? So he was the only one doing this task. And so as you think about it, you realize that, and you think about the work of the ministry, as one pastor puts it this way, he says, one person, no matter how gifted, can't do a big job alone. And a gifted person can do a lot, but no person is gifted enough to guide a ministry alone. And that was what is happening to Israel at that time. Moses was attempting to do that, and since God is a God of order, you see that there was a lack of order, and Jethro noticed it, right? And he came and provided counsel to him. So this was the scenario before us from verses 13 to 16, and Jethro saw the urgency to speak to Moses, and so he came and he spoke to him. Verse 17, the father's wisdom given, the counsel. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou shalt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. You notice this word is repeated one more time. And the whole gist of the discussion is that there are certain times in our lives where we need counsel, and God sent godly men into our midst in order to provide us the direction of God's blessing. And you would notice how Moses was directed to this council, and Moses was asked to listen. Verse 19, hearken now unto my voice. You can imagine the weariness that is in Moses at the time, the physical fatigue, the mental fatigue, the emotional fatigue. And so the counsel came to Moses that he would quieten down and he would listen to these words that has to be said to him. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. So Jethro loved his son-in-law enough to come forward and boldly advised him the thing that is going wrong. And oftentimes when we are in the midst of our trouble, we cannot see the problem or the solution before us. And God sent another person, a third party, as it were, standing, looking from a side, without any encumberment, and able to see the matter for what it is. And this is what the father-in-law said to him, I have these words of counsel for you. And he asked Moses to hearken, meaning to take heed, right? And as you think about this, we want to pause there for a moment to think about perhaps certain scenario in our own lives, right, whereby we may be in a situation whereby we may need help. And then here, a counsel is given. What will you do? Would you quieten down, take a step back, and ponder the situation that we are in, and to receive the counsel as is needful? The tendency is for us to want to get on with the task. Right? We are in the midst of the heavy grind and we just want to continue the way it is, the way we are, in our own strength. That was what Moses was doing, plodding on with his own strength, and he realized that his strength is failing him. Paul speaks of this battle that is in the life of the Christian. After we become a child of God, the Spirit of God comes to rest upon us. And this Spirit of God is a Spirit of truth, is a Spirit of wisdom. And when we walk in the wisdom of God's Word, by the leading of the Spirit of God, that's where we receive light to the darkened pathways of life. And Paul said in Romans 7:12, another very needful advice for us to hear. It says, "Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good." God's word, God's counsel, is honey and honeycomb, must be, to our mouth, and that sweetness to our taste, right? Because God's way is the way of blessing. And so Jethro's counsel to Moses is that he must continue to be the people's representative before God. But this is what he must do. He is to teach the people the ordinances. He is to give them the instructions how they can put things in order, and that these laws be passed on and be organized. That's given in the second part of verse 19 to verse 20. "Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God." So what he says is that continue to be that advocate before God for your people. But verse 20, it says here, "You are to teach them the ordinances and the laws, so that they may know how to walk therein, and how they are to conduct their lives." And so what was given to Moses is that he needs to show them the way out of the trouble. Right? And this rules of life ought to be taught to the people so that they may know how to order their lives. Right? And he says in verse 21, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." Now the emphasis of my devotion tonight is not so much the leadership skills that Jethro was trying to pass to Moses, but rather how Moses was willing to submit himself to the counsel of his father-in-law. That is what we would like to bring before us tonight. Because there are times in our lives where we need help. And it is these critical times in our lives where we need to be calm enough to want to be restful enough in our spirit to be able to take counsel and help. And this was what Moses did. And so Jethro continues his advice. He says in verse 22, "And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so that it may be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee." And so a plan was given to Moses how he can solve his problems. And oftentimes when we are in trouble, God sends help our way, and we need in those times to be attuned to the voice of God, right? Because Jethro says, "I am speaking to you as what God would want you to do." And so you can see and observe that Israel was in trouble, and there were many problems that were not resolved, and peace was escaping or eluding the people. Verse 23, "If thou shalt do this thing," Jethro said to Moses, "and command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all the people shall also go to their place in peace." And so when we receive true wisdom, the counsel that is from on high, God's wisdom, you realize that the big problem suddenly becomes small and becomes no problem. And that's what James said concerning heavenly wisdom. James chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Well, I've quoted this verse in order that we may see a certain aspect of God's wisdom, that how it is able to help solve the problems of life. And that brings us to our third thought: Father's wisdom appropriated. The compliance from verses 24 to 27. Verse 24, it says, "And so Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all," notice the adverb that is used there, "that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all season, and peace came upon the land." How can we appropriate God's wisdom? It is through his word, with prayer. It is also through the counsel of godly men. And you realize that God provides for us advice that comes our way when we would seek it, because we are a child of God. And so when this wisdom comes to us, may we, like Moses, appropriate it by hearkening to the voice of God. Whether it is in our workplace, whether it is in our school of study, whether it is in our homes, we may be facing a teething situation that we may not know how to resolve. But we can come to God at the throne of grace to find mercy and help in time of need. Since we began prayer meeting on the 15th of August, without fail, every prayer meeting there are thanksgiving items of answered prayer. And we thank God that we have a God who answers prayers. And as you look at the thanksgiving item before us, you realize that when we are in need of wisdom, in need of help, and we call upon God, our God supplies His wisdom from above. And also when we come to the house of God, the Word of God is being given for our edification, for our blessing. May the words of Jethro be wisdom to us. Father's wisdom needful. Father's wisdom given. Father's wisdom appropriated. May the Lord grant to us the strength to do His will and receive His peace and blessing. Let us pray.